Welcome to Maseches Shabbos, Perek Yud Zayin, Mishnah Ches, Chapter 17, Mishnah 8. The Mishnah here talks about the covers or the lids of different types of objects. Says the Mishnah, Kol kisui hakelim, all the covers of vessels, sheyesh lahem beis achisa, that have a handle, something that you can hold them by. You tell them b'Shabbos, one may move them on Shabbos, they're not considered muktzah. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi says, b'med mar mamurim, when do we say that you need a handle in order for them to be permitted to move them? That's only referring to things that cover things in the ground. So, for example, a covering of a pit or a cistern. But if covers of regular vessels, whether they have a handle, whether they don't have a handle, it's permitted for a person to carry them on Shabbos. The Gemara adds that the covering of an actual vessel itself, everyone holds, is really permitted to move on Shabbos, even if it doesn't have a handle, because it's just like a regular keli, like any ordinary vessel. When it comes to covers of holes, for example, of a pit or something like that, everyone says that if it doesn't have a handle, it's prohibited to move them on Shabbos, because it looks a little bit like bona or building or completing. However, the machlokas, Rabbi Yossi, and the Chachamim is by a vessel that was placed in the ground. So someone took a large pot and dug a hole and put the pot inside of there. And now you have a lid. According to the Chacham's opinion, we view it like it's considered a vessel that's in the ground or a pit in the ground. And if it doesn't have a handle, it's prohibited to carry it on Shabbos. But according to Rabbi Yossi, it is considered like any ordinary vessel, and it's mutter, it's permitted to move them on Shabbos, even if they don't have a handle. Okay, let's see. Perek Yurches Mishnah Aleph, Chapter 18, Mishnah 1. This Mishnah teaches us that even something which is permitted to be eaten for an animal, not just for a human being, is permitted to move on Shabbos. However, it is not permitted to move objects which include or are part of tircha. Tircha means it's a great bother. Then it's prohibited, so a guy can't, you know, move his apartment, even though if there's an erev or stuff like that from one place to the other, because that's a tircha yaseir, that's too much bother. However, even when there's a tircha, it's permitted if it's for a mitzvah, if it's for a positive purpose, as we'll see soon in the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Mifanin, one may empty on Shabbos, afilu arba v'chamesh kupo shel tam shel tua, even four or five very large boxes of straw or of grain. Mipnei ha'archim, if a person needs this space so that guests can sit there, or if a person needs to make room for a base medrash for people to study Torah, and there's a lot of objects in the room, he's allowed to move them, even if it has a tircha, even if it's a bother, if it's a big pain to move them. But nevertheless, one may not move out an entire storehouse, because we're scared that if you do that, it'll reveal the floor, and one may come to smooth out the floor. In those days, they had earthen floors, and if there's any holes, or there's uneven areas, a person may smooth them out, and that's prohibited because of chorish, because of plying. Continues the Mishnah, Mefanin Truma Tahora, a non-Kohen may move on Shabbos, even Truma Tahora. Truma is the 1/50th of grain that one must give the Kohen, and that is not permitted for a non-Kohen to eat it. But still, one may move it on Shabbos, because it's permitted for a Kohen. But something which is called Truma Tameya, let's say a person has Truma which has become Tamei, spiritually impure, then a Kohen can't eat it either. That would be prohibited to move on Shabbos. Continues the Mishnah, Demai. Demai was grain that a person brought from an Am Haaretz, an ignorant person that were scared to not separate the appropriate tithes, the appropriate Miser. And then there, in that situation, one must first tithe it before they eat it. Nevertheless, the Mishnah says that one may move it on Shabbos because an Ani, a poor person, is permitted to eat Demai. Similarly, says the Mishnah, Masa Rishon Shenita Trumasha. Let's say a person had Masa Rishon. So the way that the cycle of Truma and Maaser works, we've talked about this a number of times in the past, is Truma, like we said, is 1/50th that's separated immediately and given to the Kohen. After that comes Masa Rishon, which is 1/10th of the remaining crop. That goes to the Levi. Then one separates Maaser Sheni, which is another 10% of the remaining, and that is eaten in Yerushalayim. Or alternatively, in certain years in the sabbatical cycle, one would separate Maaser Ani, 10%, which would go to the poor. So we'll see tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, that if let that there are certain situations where even if Truma was not yet separated, one may move it on Shabbos, but we'll continue that Bezos Hashem tomorrow. Have a great day and have a wonderful week.